Hello, I'm Ruth Morton, IT Pro Advisor at Microsoft Canada. Welcome to the IT Manager Podcast, a monthly audio information series designed to provide a fresh perspective on the latest IT trends and insight on how you can leverage technology to further drive business value. I invite you to visit microsoft.ca/ITpodcast for supplementary resources, case studies, and other podcast episodes. In today's online world, businesses are faced with new hurdles when it comes to keeping their customers' personal and financial information secure. Managing the different technology tools to protect a business from viruses, malware, and identity theft can be time-intensive and complex. A recent IDC study found that businesses are investing a significant part of their IT budget in management software that will help them keep track of all the security tools they have in place. I'm joined today by Rick Omar-Kazi from Compugen and Bruce Cowper from Microsoft Canada. We'll discuss IT security complexity, we'll talk about the new Canadian survey results in IT security, and also how the new innovation in Microsoft's soon-to-be-launched server technology will make it easier to manage security across a business. Before we get started, how about we have everyone introduce themselves, and if you could just tell our listeners a little bit about your organization and your role. And Rick, why don't we start with you?
Thank you, Ruth. My name is Rick Omar-Kazi. I'm the regional practice lead for Compugen Inc. out of Canada. I run a consulting group that does professional services and implements Microsoft solutions.
Excellent. And Bruce?
Thanks, Ruth. So my name is Bruce Cowper, and I'm the security lead for Microsoft Canada. And basically, I run everything in Canada to do with security that's not product-focused.
Fantastic. So let's start off by talking about consumer trust, because consumer trust really is an important part of running any business, doesn't matter what your business is. So how do corporate IT systems play a role in keeping that trust?
Well, trust is absolutely key, because at the end of the day, if we don't have our customers' trust, they won't do business with us. And so the IT plays an integral part of that, where it needs to be focused on how do you keep that personal private information running? How do you provide the customer with the services that they're looking for? So, for example, if you don't have your customer's trust, they're likely to take their business elsewhere. And we've seen lots of scenarios like this where, for example, a security breach has resulted in customer data going missing or being made available outside of the organization. And so IT and business need to really come together to understand what are the requirements of the information, the data that you're holding on those IT systems, and how do you protect those systems to make sure that the business needs are met.
In our experience, what we find is that consumer trust is really about the consumer being aware that the organization has a security that's inherent in their organization. That's the role that corporate IT needs to play. They need to make sure that their leadership can talk about it and that they're actually adding value to the organization and coming forward and helping their leadership communicate with their consumers, saying, yes, we understand this, we have answers for this. So becoming a business enabler is where the corporate IT teams can really shine and keep the trust, build it, and make sure that if the trust is ever wavers, that the answers are there.
So how do you feel that we're doing as Canadians in the area of IT security? Are we ahead of the curve? Are we behind it? What's going on in that area?
Well, a really good example is a survey that we at Microsoft Canada did with the Canadian Advanced Technology Alliance, or CATA, to look at IT security and the perception of IT security in Canada. And, for example, a couple of the stats that came out of there were 60% of respondents said that Canada can take a global leadership role in IT security. Now, what's significant about that is we're seeing a lot of Canadians on the worldwide security stage really sort of making a difference. The other thing that we sort of heard was that 68% of respondents say up to 20% of their day is spent addressing day-to-day IT security issues, but also that the amount of time they spend is on the increase as well. So in other words, we've got a bit of a juxtaposition between Canadians are really out there in the IT security world globally, but we're having to deal more and more within our daily lives with security.
So is that one of the things that's contributing to the whole IT security complexity that we're seeing, the fact that it's now part of everything?
Well, part of the challenge previously was that there are an awful lot of point-in-time security solutions. And when people thought about that, they put the firewall at the perimeter of their network, they invested in antivirus and other point-in-time. And part of the complexity is people are stepping back and taking a holistic look at security now to understand how does security play as an overall role within our organization. And tying in those point-in-time solutions, which are still perfectly valid, into things like their management, into their auditing processes, and into the sort of the business.
So Rick, in your opinion, what has contributed to IT security complexity?
Well, going back a step, IT really did not realize that they would be responsible for so many different kinds of security, whether it's at the user level, the network level, the server level, the application level. As Canadians go, we are more aware of security because some of our federal government initiatives are really driving the ability for us to be an e-citizen. So security as Canadians is actually part and parcel of who we are. What we're trying to do as users is actually be more aware. We have done a number of key global initiatives like the police force, in its search for child pornography and so forth that was done with Microsoft technology that came out of Canada as well. So we've done quite a bit of work that is now being globally adopted. So that is a leadership position.
Can you just tell us a little bit about that project?
The police force and Microsoft Canada realized that they needed a significantly better way of searching for pictures that contain flesh tones in various repositories. So they created a very complex yet automated way of searching through digital archives and searching the web for sources of pictures that were held or hidden in various sites. This led to a number of discoveries that led to arrests across the world, if you may have heard about this news story. And that was technology that now we as Canadians are taking out to the rest of the world.
Wow, so there's an awful lot that's going on in a lot of different areas around security, a lot of things that we probably didn't think of, you know, just a few years ago.
Now, back to your thought about complexity, mm-hmm. because we have to secure each and a different type of user or access, security is really deployed, in our experience, in a layered approach. You just don't protect the endpoint. You do want to protect your email or your web server and or your database server in itself. So that's the layered approach that the technology and the industry is now taking.
So it sounds like a really uphill battle. Do you have any tips and tricks to help IT managers simplify their security?
Yes, the biggest tip really is to use standards. A lot of the standards now built into the various platforms, especially with the network and the Microsoft platforms. It's very important to use an LDAP or a directory service like Active Directory as your core. It's very important to use 802.x, which is your authentication mechanism, to use other network authentication mechanisms. You use digital certificates, which you can also do with a number of platforms, including Microsoft. So those are all key capabilities that if you use those, you will have a large measure of success.
I think one of the big changes that we've seen in terms of reducing complexity has been products now building security into their sort of fundamental configuration. So for example, when we're looking at, say, Server 2008 or other products, you know that security is sort of built in at the various different layers that Rick was referring to. And also then coupling that with the management products, making sure that the security technologies are no longer just point in time, that they're integrated with the other technologies that we have in place and sort of build on top of the investment that we've already made, have really started to bring the sort of the cost of implementing security down.
Can you tell us how the next wave of server innovation coming from Microsoft is going to help businesses make their IT systems more secure?
Well, typically we're seeing enterprises spend as much as about 70% of their IT budget on things like maintenance and preventative efforts on what they have right now. So Server 2008 is really designed to integrate with their existing security and management and maintenance scenarios. There's a lot of features in there around the sort of hardened operating system and the security functionality like network access protection, federated rights management, read-only domain controller, all sorts of things like that. The other shift that we're really starting to see is companies investing in the management technologies. I mean, not just within the tool itself, but System Center and others, so that what they're doing is using their security challenges to almost step back and look at how they manage their systems. And I think this is where we're going to see a lot of the innovation is how you take sort of some of the features that are within the product like Server 2008 and integrate those into your existing infrastructure without adding an awful lot of complexity.
Bruce has listed a bunch of different features and different products and stuff. But Rick, maybe you can talk to what you're seeing in the field. What features and what security scenarios are most exciting your users?
We're working with three early adopter customers right now. And the scenarios that really excite them, first one is the network access protection feature within Windows 2008. A large provincial customer has put the Windows 2008 domain controller into its root controller as a root controller, and has actually decided to use it in a monitoring only mode to understand how many of their users are actually compliant with their current network standards. So that's really the first one. The second one is about a branch office scenario where a customer is using the new Windows deployment services to image laptops in the field. It's a large construction company that really has many, many sites across the country. The last one really is about a secure web services scenario where a large web hosting company is looking at Windows 2008 and IS7 for its reduced attack service and its better performance on a 64-bit platform. So really there was both a performance and a security play there.
We've actually seen a number of examples for each of those scenarios. For example, where you're talking about the branch office, which is a big challenge in Canada. For example, if you've got a domain controller that's sitting in that branch office and it happens to get stolen or compromised, there's a number of things to consider, not just the fact that your data might be walking out of the door, but also all of the accounts that are held on that domain controller are suddenly at risk. They've got potentially the usernames and passwords. And how do you, and what it costs you to sort of manage that theft in the first place. But also looking at things like the network access protection, where we're starting to see a lot of organizations saying, we really need to be able to control the types of access that people coming into our organization with. So in Canada, we have a lot of mobile workers. And so what happens if you take that laptop that's been in the hotel and potentially compromised on their open network back into your corporate environment? And so bypassing perhaps a lot of the security that you may have had in place. And so how do you verify that that laptop has actually is now compliant with your security policy when it's being reintroduced? And so there's lots of scenarios like that that we're seeing that are very specific or very pertinent to Canadians and Canadian businesses.
So in terms of getting ready to adopt, what kind of advice do you have for businesses that they need to think about when evaluating these new technologies?
The first real piece of advice that I would give organizations looking to adopt 2008 is to pick the scenario and the feature set that they need today. So do a successful project with either your branch deployment or your network access or your server core type scenario and prove that in your environment. Second big tip would be then adopt the rest of the features of the Server 2000 platform in an evolutionary or step-by-step approach to really utilize the platform in its fullest. Third one is really choose good hardware platform and add as much horsepower to that platform as possible, because you truly can make use of the 64-bit world now and get a lot more user density and performance out of the hardware you have today. Lastly, but not leastly, make sure that you overplan capacity-wise for CPU, memory, and disk, as always, and that's always a good thing to do for any IT manager.
So the one big thing that I'd like people to think about is how you reduce complexity within your environment whenever you implement a new technology, making sure that that technology that you're implementing into your system adds to the security, integrates with your management and your existing infrastructure, and at the end of the day is driven by the business rather than the technology.
So what I'm hearing as we're talking here today is that security is becoming more and more integrated with overall IT management. Would you agree with that?
Very much so. I mean, security should be a part of everything we do. So when we architect the system, it should be engineered right from the ground up, including things like life cycles of documents and information that's on there, life cycles of the hardware and the software that we have in place that our infrastructure relies upon, and also adding into the life cycle of our users.
So is that capability part of Windows 2008?
Very much so. The features and functionality that we've been talking about is really designed to help you achieve a secure, well-managed infrastructure.
So, Rick, would you agree that security is something that needs to be built into the overall design when you're putting together a solution?
Definitely. What you really have to think about is that your directory service, which is part of Windows 2008, is your core authentication mechanism. Plus, on top of that, you can use the network access protection type features to make sure that only trusted users are part of your network. Those two features alone will allow you to make sure that your users are able to authenticate and not bring security risks into the network.
So in summary, what are some of the key points that our listeners should be aware of?
I would say be aware of the right solution and how not just sort of products add to your existing infrastructure, but how it integrates with the rest of your sort of tools like management and security, and make sure that at the end of the day, it's part of the planning process rather than the bolt-on.
They should take the time to learn the platform, pilot it, test it. The new platform is bringing a number of key improvements, both in performance and security, that are far greater or far improved than the previous version of Windows. You have to look at the new system as a way to improve security. That's step number one. Second, ease of use and ease of management, i.e. you can do more security with less complexity. That's the second scenario, or the second item that is important in terms of selection of a platform. And third, is the ability to maintain that platform on an ongoing basis as the rules, the security needs change, or the role of that platform changes, whether it's a server or a database. Those are the key considerations for anyone who's bringing in a new platform into an existing one.
So for our listeners who are interested in learning more about security and making security more simplified, are there any resources we can point them to?
The one place I'd suggest you go and have a look is the microsoft.ca/security site. Basically, it's all of the security resources in one place.
And for the for us, you know, you can definitely go to the company site at www.compugen.com, where we will have the finished stories about the new deployments on the new platform.
Thanks so much, Rick and Bruce, for taking the time to share your experiences and your knowledge with us.
Thank you, Ruth. It was great being here.
Our pleasure. Thanks very much for having us.
That concludes this episode of the IT Manager Podcast. We hope what you've heard today inspires you to look at how you can manage security more effectively in your business. Let us know what you thought of this episode by posting a comment at microsoft.ca/IT Podcast. Where you'll also find supplementary resources and other podcast episodes. Join us again next month, and thanks for listening.